As you all aware, tonight is the 23rd night of the month of Ramadan, an odd night, which possibly could be the night of Qadr also, when Allah Ta'ala is prepared to give the reward for one night equal to 1,000 months, not equal to 1,000 nights, equal to 1,000 months, not even equal, خَيُّرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, better than 1,000 months. So who is here to take advantage of this ni'mat and bounty and offer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to have yaqeen, to have conviction upon these promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We will read a few lines from this beautiful kitab of Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, the rewards and the virtues of Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree, or as we translate, the night of power. Hazrat discusses the tafsir of the surah Al-Qadr, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. The Quran Majid itself mentions this night in Surah Qadr, regarding which we shall begin with a short commentary. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. We have indeed revealed this message in the night of power, meaning the Quran Sharif we have revealed in the night of Qadr. On the special night, the Quran Sharif was sent down from the Lawh Mahfuz. The Lawh Mahfuz is a preserved tablet in a special place above the heavens, the seventh heavens. There Allah Ta'ala has kept the Lawh Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, where the entire taqdeer of mankind on this earth has been recorded. So on this night, the special night of Qadr, in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was the month of Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in the Ghari Hira. That is where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descended. And then he embraced Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So that was the month of Ramadan. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. That was the month of Ramadan wherein the Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on this special night, the Quran Sharif was sent down from the Lawh Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, in a special place above the heavens, to the heavens above the earth. A great book like the Quran in Kareem being revealed on this night is sufficient to explain its excellence, not to mention all its other blessings and virtues. They also, ulama say, that all the heavenly scriptures were revealed in the month of Ramadan. Every one of them, till the Quran in Majid. In the very next verse, a question is asked, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these questions Allah ta'ala asks in the Quran, لِلْتَشْوِيقِ, to create some desire in the heart. Do you want to know what it's about? Like how you say to someone is a surprise, do you want to know? So Allah ta'ala also gives us a great surprise. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will explain to you what the night of power is, what the night of Qadr is. In other words, the question asked here is, have you any knowledge as to the greatness and the great importance of this night? Have you any knowledge as to the great favors and gifts that are placed in this night? The next verse tells us some of that greatness. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. This is enough for us to understand. Is just some creation makhluk is telling you this is the investment and this is the return. The creator of all the gold and silver of the world is telling you, I'm giving you the reward of 1,000 months on one night. I'm giving you the reward of 1,000 months in one night. Who are the takers right now? Who is there to invest some time? And especially tonight, subhanAllah, we are so fortunate. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah, the month of Ramadan, the best night in the week, the best month in the year, the best nights, the entire Islamic calendar of the year. So the best upon the best upon the best, and the best of places also. أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. The best places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. Allah Ta'ala has brought us, this is sign for us, that Allah Ta'ala really wants to give us, Allah Ta'ala wants us. Allah wants to make us His. Who is there to open his heart and to shed all his sins and say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to become yours. I want to become yours. Agar tu mera, to sab shay meri. Zaman meri, zameen meri, asman mera. That ya Allah, if you become mine, everything is mine. If you become mine, everything is mine. The skies are mine, the earth is mine. And if I lose you, ya Allah, then I've lost everything. I've got nothing. My entire life I'll be wandering alone. Like how we have fi wadi yahi moon, just wandering in one valley to the next valley. And really what's the objective of my life, I don't even know. The objective of this creation is to link his heart to his creator. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said the night of Qadr, the night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. The true meaning here is that the reward for spending this night in ibadah is better than having spent 1,000 months in ibadah. It is in fact much more, but as to how much more rewarding it is, we are not told here. It's too much for Allah Ta'ala to even tell you. Allah Ta'ala can't say it, but our hearts won't be able to even fathom how much Allah Ta'ala has kept for us in this one night to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those that have eyes of the heart, those that have eyes of the heart, they understand what Allah Ta'ala has kept in this night and how they cherish and how they enjoy these nights talking to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi, the author of this kitab, Allah fill his qabr with nur, as that also explained to us also, Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib barakatuhu, that how they understood the month of Ramadan, every moment of Ramadan, how they understood it. If only we could understand really what these months are about, what these moments are about, what the nights are about, what is the reality, what is, and the dua we should make to Allah. Ya Allah, make me understand the reality of my life, the reality of the month of Ramadan, the haqiqat, the reality of Quran Sharif. If I don't know the reality, my entire life will come out in non-realities, which is more common nowadays, fake news. My entire life will be a fake. There's nothing real. We're stuck on the internet, everything is fake, everybody is acting. So I also became an actor in my own life. What is the reality? What is the real life? The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the life of Quran Sharif, the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. What are the realities of life? I don't even know, I didn't even make dua. And who cheated me, who deceived me? No one but myself. I didn't allow myself to make the effort of reality. What is the reality of this night? What are the rewards? We can imagine Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they heard these things, they became ecstatic. They couldn't believe it, that Allah is prepared to give us so much just for one night for ibadat. Allah Ta'ala give us the haqiqah and reality, where it becomes a reality in our hearts, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great, so kareem and so kind, that in one night Allah wants to give me so much. But as to how much more rewarding it is, we are not told here. Now what will happen on this night? Allah Ta'ala gives a glimpse amongst many things that will happen on the night of Qadr. And now we might say, but we're not sure, maybe 27th, maybe 25th. Because Allah is most kind, Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُدِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah's promise, those that will do good deeds, Allah will never waste the efforts. Allah will never waste it. If we try to look for the night, on the 23rd night, Allah will give us tawfiq to remain awake on the real night. Might not be tonight, but I made an effort, whichever way I could. Maybe it's 25th, maybe 27th, maybe 29th. It doesn't mean now I lost the night. I just wasted it, na'uzu billah. I tried, but it wasn't that night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is akramul akramin, the most kind of those that show kindness. Allah will give it. Allah will give the reward. Allah wants to see asa'yu minna wal ijabatu min Allah. Effort from our side, acceptance from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amongst the things that transpire on the night of Qadr, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. Therein on this night come down the malaika and the spirit, وَالرُّوح refers to the spirit, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission on every task. So malaika descend, and then Allah ta'ala specifically mentions وَالرُّوح, the spirit. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, on Laylatul Qadr, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam comes down with a group of malaika and makes dua of mercy to everyone whom they find busy in ibadah. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam's task was only to bring wahi. Every Nabi of Allah, he was given the special task that you be the one appointed to receive wahi from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and transmit this wahi to the anbiya and the messengers alayhi salatu wa salam. And on this night, he's allowed to come back down to the earth. But the whole group of malaika to make dua for those who engage in ibadah. When you hear the ibadah, my dear brothers, don't get afraid. The ibadah is a big word now. Worship, ibadah. Now we think of long, long rakats of salah. We hear the bayans. Nabi alayhi salatu salam, whole night in salah, his feet became swollen. and long rakats, and then long sajdas, long rukus. Then we hear about such a long sajda that Aisha radiallahu anha thought Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away. Then she would go and feel his feet, were they still warm or not. Then he would ask her, did you think that I had left this world already? Now I think, Ya Allah, where can I make ibadat like that? I am such a weakling, I can't make it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur. Allah is appreciative. Allah ta'ala gives much reward and little action. We do little. We're only babies, we're only crawling, we're not even walking towards Allah. There's a path of suluk and the sawuf, we call it suluk, where you're treading the path to Allah. And as the poet says in Urdu, that hum chalte hai, girte hai, phir uthte hai, phir chalte hai. Ya Allah, the path to you, we try to walk, but then do we trip. Then do we trip, we fall down, Ya Allah. Then we try to get up, then we walk again, then we trip again, but we'll come to you. Ya Allah, we won't stop. We'll continue walking till Allah, you make the decision of pulling us towards you. Because we can't reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is wara al-wara. Allah is beyond our realms of our minds and intelligence. It's only by the pull of Allah that we can reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala sees how He's walking, He's coming. Tonight being Thursday night, few rakat salah. Few rakat salah and whatever surahs we know also, but it's the shortest of surahs. Inna atina, qul huwa Allah, some tahajjud namaz, two rakats, four rakats, six rakats, short rakats of salah. Sit down some tasbihat. Durood Sharif, we carry plenty tonight. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummi. And ulama say, minimum on the day of Jumu'ah, night of Jumu'ah, 300 times. How long will it take? My Honorable Shaykh Azam Abdul Hamid Sahib says, Alhamdulillah. To read Durood Sharif, your throat won't become dry. You won't need now on Jojo tank. And now so much Durood Dham is read, Ya Allah. Now I need a little water supply also, some irrigation system I need also. Durood Sharif. So simple it is. So simple. Every Durood you're reading, and Subhanallah Hazrat explains that this action and amal, what is Durood Sharif? You're making salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're sending salutations upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. This in reality is, so to say, a very special and confined amal and action for the inhabitants, the residents of Madinatul Munawwara. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is buried there. So it is for them now to make salam and send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they are only able to do that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the amal for every person wherever you are in the world. And moreover, on the day and the night of Jumu'ah, where normally when a person reads Durood Sharif, then the auspicious malaika that go around the world and they wait for those that recite Durood Sharif and they carry it and they transmit it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But on the day of Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not use his malaika. The durood goes direct to Roza Mubarak. It goes direct to Roza Mubarak. So in the month of Ramadan, the whole week of Roza, tomorrow we have again the intention to fast 200 times, 200 times, 300 times. And then ulama say, if you want it to be dhikran kathira, where Allah commands that make dhikran kathira, they make it 3,000 times. 300 is minimum, so to say, 1,000 is moderate, and 3,000 is plenty. Dhikran kathira, now you fulfill the command of Quran Sharif. Now you fulfill the command of Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullah dhikran kathira. If this is once in a year, this night we're getting it, we don't know next year. Remember, we say every year, we don't know next year whether we'll see another last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, whether we'll get Laylatul Qadr. And if we do get it, then we say, but we got it. But on the other side of it, this night won't come again. Maybe another Ramadan we might get, but this night we won't get again. This night is gone, it's gone. Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, in the masjid, in the month of Ramadan, where so many things are happening in the world right now, we are sitting comfortably. There's no bombs falling, no missiles, no ballistics, nothing happening, alhamdulillah. The doors are wide open, there's no lockdown, there's no chaos, nothing was. We are feeling absolutely safe. Sitting in the house of Allah, we don't even think now where we are right now, which corner of town. But subhanAllah, feel absolutely safe. Allah Ta'ala has made the intizam, made us comfortable. And so easy for us to sit, take out tasbih, some Tahajjud namaz, some dhikr, durood sharif, istighfar. Then the four things we cannot do without in the month of Ramadan. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, wa'udhu bika minal naad. Every now and then we can read this. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah. Read our kalima, renew our iman every time. Astaghfirullah, ya Allah, we seek your forgiveness. As'aluka al-jannah. Now in the month of Ramadan, we ask you of Jannat. And in the month of Ramadan, Allah has decreed Jannat for the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Entire year and more in the month of Ramadan, and Jahannam is closed. Ya Allah, we ask you for entry into Jannat. Wa'udhu bika min al-nar, and Ya Allah, keep the door of Jahannam locked for me, that I never enter into there. So making these du'as in the month, and remember, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us to make these du'as, what does it mean? Accepted. Is that just what you say, Kali Kali? Make the du'a, maybe Allah Pak might accept it. Allah wants to accept it, so make it. Make this du'a, when it will happen, how it will happen, all this will be stored for us as a zakhira, as a treasure. We don't know which du'a will get accepted, and at that opportune time of my mouth, that du'a got accepted, and I'm dying with Kalyan Manam. Really, my dear brothers, the power of du'a. Because our life is so smooth, and Honorable Sheikh says our lives are so smooth because somebody made du'a for us. It's not just by chance. Our parents are making, how much du'as our parents do make for us? They make more du'a for us than we make for ourselves also. So we're living in the barakat of their du'as. Our grandparents must have spent 4 months in the path of Allah, must have been in Jamaat, how many countries he went to, and how many times he made du'a for his progeny till Qiyamah. With the barakat of their du'as. Grandparents for Hajj, they made du'a in Arafat, Mina, Muzalifa, Hajar al-Aswad, Multazam. Du'as were accepted. And how beautifully one time, Ayyus Patesav Rahimahullah illustrated the effect of du'as. When Mu'ana went for a bypass at that time, and then he returned after the bypass and he gave his first bayan. And he says that, Alhamdulillah, after my bypass, sitting in the hospital bed, Allah made me so comfortable. Whichever side I turned towards, it was as if people's du'as were like cushions cushioning me. I felt no pain. No pain at all. He says, now I understood what du'as are. Because you made du'a for me, whichever side I turned, it was just like cushions. Just cushioning me, and I felt no discomfort whatsoever. It was only du'as. Sometimes you go through such a problem in my life, you look back and say, Allah, how I went through it? I can't understand. How I pulled through? It wasn't I. Somebody made du'a. Somebody made du'a, or some du'a you made before, Allah Ta'ala banked it for you. And now when you needed the du'a to come out, Allah Ta'ala gave the du'a. Allah Ta'ala accepted it, and now you saw the zuhur of it. You saw how the du'a exhibited by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But this is a night for du'a. So every now and then after every 100 durood, La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, wa'udhu bika min al-nar. Ya Allah, we ask you of jannah. And not only for myself, Ya Allah, for the entire ummah. Don't be selfish in du'a, so be generous in du'a. Make the niyat, Ya Allah, jannah for me, entire humanity. For jinnat, insan, wa kafir, give them hidayat also. This was the fikr and the cry of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Ulama say, when we go to Rawdah Mubarak, don't stand there as one zahir. Now we hear them saying, Ya zahir, oh visitor. We didn't come to visit. We came to get something. We didn't just come to see, visit the haram, and see the pillars. And I went, I saw, and I'm back. See, when you stand there before Nabi alayhi salatu salam, you must stand there in the capacity of an ummati. I didn't just come here to make salam. I came to request on behalf of the ummat. This is a place of tashkil. The Sahaba ikram, the tashkil was made for life. It's not just to go there now and make one salam and disappear there. So I came to make my tashkil, Nabi of Allah, that I'm making my own tashkil for life. That your day, your night will become my life now. And ask Allah to accept my life for the khidmat of your deen. When ihsab, then barakatum, Allah ta'ala, grant me shifa afiyat. Arriving, he will say, ke hum Nabi alayhi salatu salam, ke kaam karne wale hai. We are the workers of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's nothing higher than that. There's nothing higher than that. Nadi bi abadiya wa say rahmatullah alayhi, that once you become the worker of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now you are hired for life. You are hired, and there's no firing also. There's no hiring, no firing, and no retiring. Only Umar Sahib Alamburi will say, karde karde marna hai, or marte marte karna hai. Say, carry on doing till you die. And carry on dying while you're doing also. This is our karma. This is the car that is blocking. Toyota CR05NV. Toyota charcoal color stylet. CR05NV. Whether the brothers know the number plate, Allah jane. But inshallah, you can go check. You're driving a Starlet X5, is it? XS. CR05NV. Please remove your vehicle, inshallah. So this is a night, my dear brothers, to make dua. So our Durood Sharif. Then La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah. As'aluka al-jannah. Wa'udhu bika min an-nar. There's some Quran tilawat also. And we spend the time in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This night will not come again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, on Laylatul Qadr, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam comes down with a group of malaika, that is angels, and makes dua of mercy for everyone whom they find busy in ibadat. This dua of mercy, my dear brothers. Mercy, we translate from the Arabic word rahmat. So we say Allah's rahmat, He makes dua of Allah's rahmat for you. There's no way in the English language that we can quantify the mercy of Allah. What is the mercy of Allah? What does it encompass? What does it contain? What is the mercy of Allah? We just say it, Allah's mercy. What is the mercy of Allah? So the much tafsir, the Tani Rahmatullah alayhi, is basically, one drop of the mercy of Allah means, if one drop of Allah's mercy catches you, then it means tawfiq ta'ah. Allah will give you divine ability to obey Him 24/7. Even if you want to run away, Allah will catch you still. Even if you want to run away, He will catch you. How Allah will catch you? The Jamaat will come up to your door. They let your son tell the Jamaat, so my father said he's not here. He said, but your father told you? He said, yeah, he said he's not here. And then you see how your heart will melt. You say, Jamaat is here. How can I deck the Jamaat? Where I wanted to go, I was already ready to go to the gym or paddle. And they say, by join the pedal. Hear the pedal and join the pedal. For every step, 700,000, so many million Allah Pak will give you in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where I wanted to go, but I'm in the rahmat of Allah. Now in Ramadan, it's easy for me to perform tahajjud namaz. Now come the moon decided for Eid, how difficult to wake up. Allah see my rahmat, I'll wake you up. And how Allah will wake you up at that opportune moment of tahajjud, now the baby gets up and cries. Now he said, what's wrong with this baby? He said, the baby, Allah wants you. Allah said, you my baby, you wake up. You start crying on the musalla for me. Because I want to give you. The baby cries, the mother gives milk. I want you to cry also. I also want to give you. Not only you, to give generations. But you don't want to cry. Allah will wake you up. At that moment, Allah will make the neighbor's dog cry also and start barking. I said, what's wrong with the neighbor's dogs? Not the neighbor's dogs. Allah Ta'ala is chasing the shaitan dog away. Now you get up and cry before me. I want to give you so much. Allah has love for me, this is tawfiq ta'ah. Allah will give divine ability to obey Him, even though nafs and shaitans will take me away. But I got the rahmat of Allah. Second tafsir, faraqi ma'ishat. Allah will open the doors of sustenance. Allah will open the doors of sustenance with barakats. Why Allah will give sustenance with barakats? Allah wants to free you to make more ibadats. Not to get more busy. If a rosy is opening up, and taking me away from the ibadah of Allah, there's a barakat wali rozi. There's a barakat in the sustenance. When a person makes up his mind that I want to spend time in the path of Allah, I want to spend time in the majalis, I want to spend time in the masjid, and he makes a program for himself after Ramadan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is, he's made the niyat, I want to keep him close, make his sustenance easy for him, so he can spend more time with me. So he can spend more time with me. That make it so easy for him that he run away from me. So when he makes a niyat, Ya Allah, I want to increase my ibadat. Sometimes I think, how am I going to do it? I got so much work to do. But you make the niyat and the intention what Allah Ta'ala created you for. Liya'budun. To worship Allah Tabarak. On your niyat, Allah will give such a rosy now that will free you to spend time with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah loves when you save, take your time to spend time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thing Allah loves most. And we want to know, when you love somebody, what do you like most? When it comes to food, what do you like most? When you love somebody, a pious person, how he likes his tea, what biscuit he likes. When it comes to the wife, to the children, my mother, what does she like? I want to buy for them what they like the most. What does my Allah love the most? Ya Allah Masi Ajib. Every mu'min and believer should have an, Ya Allah, what do you love the most? What do you want? What can I bring for Allah as a gift? And we do it every day, but we don't do it with consciousness. What Allah loves the most? Allah loves to be praised. Allah loves to be praised so much. Brothers, can come closer, inshallah. So there's a place in the back for the brothers. Come closer, inshallah. Make some harkat. Harkat, my barakat, inshallah. There are places to my right hand side. Brothers can come in. So Allah loves to be praised to the extent that when He comes to the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah did not leave praising Him to us to formulate some kalimat or some praises, no. Allah inspired Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to teach the ummah, these are the words I like to be praised with. These are the words. Whether some Quranic ayat, our first kalima, second kalima, third kalima, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, in salah, Allah already specified it, I want to be praised with these words. Because I love to be praised. And the highest form of it, praise, la salata illa bi fatihatil kitab. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, salah is not valid without suratul fatiha. And suratul fatiha, which is a nature, the crux of Quran Sharif. Entire Quran Sharif is found in suratul fatiha. All the mazameen and the subject matter of Quran Sharif, whether tawheed, oneness of Allah, risalat, messengerhood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ma'ad, akhirat, jannat, jahannam, these are the three main subject matters of Quran Sharif, all found in Surah Fatiha. And Surah Fatiha starts with, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah loves that the most. Praise me. All praise belongs to me. Allah loves to be praised. So Allah has given us the night to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What durood sharif, what istighfar, la ilaha illallah. Whatever we can make, whatever zikrs you can make, whatever Quran tilawat we can make. Speaking to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and making dua, this is the night to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can, not only for ourselves, but for the entire ummah. Mufti Lajpuri rahmatullah alayhi, in his fatawa rahimiyya mentions that dua that is void, of dua for the ummah, or dua naqisah. That dua is deficient. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never forgot the ummah. Whenever he raised his hands, it was for the ummah. He said, when you make dua, don't only make for yourself. Include the ummah also. Then that dua is closest to the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Don't say me, say we. Allah grant us, grant the ummah, forgiveness. Whatever you're asking for, include the ummah in it. Include the ummah in this. Now your dua is close to the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So on this night, Allah ta'ala allows Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. He comes down with a group of malaika and angels and makes dua of mercy for everyone whom they find busy in ibadat. And for us, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knew that we are so weak. We'll fall asleep also. But even our sleeping becomes ibadat. Because the intention was to remain awake. Reading tasbih, reading Quran, he fell asleep. Then to still in ibadat. But the need is to make ibadat. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also more or less, the person who reads his salatul isha wa jama'ah. This is not on tablighi riwayat. It comes in kitabs. Usually we think now this is jama'at bayan. We hear this all the time, 27 times, 25 times, all this comes in hadith sharif. Person who reads his salatul isha wa jama'ah and then follows it up with salatul fajr wa jama'ah, then it is as if he spent the entire night in the ibadat of Allah. And ulama say, Mufti Khampuri, Dhamma Barakatuhu, a few days ago mentioned also, that Laylatul Qadr starts from Maghrib time already. So you read your Maghrib Salah, already your ibadat started. From Maghrib Salah, Allah says Ibadah started already. Read your Sunnah already in Ibadah. Read his Isha Salah already in Ibadah. He's already getting the du'as. Now he does more nafil, optional, than Nurun ala Nur, even better. Even better now, he's cashing in even more. His bank balance is getting bigger of dunya and akhirat. The author of Mazahirul Haqq writes that on this night, ages ago, the angels were created. On this night, Allah Ta'ala created the Malaika, the night of Qadr. On this night, long ago, the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam began. As the things from which he was created have been gathered together on this night of Qadr. That is where everything began, on the night of Qadr. Trees were planted in Jannah, and a large number of ahadith state clearly that on this night du'as are accepted. Salamun ya hatta matla'i al-hajr. Peace be until the break of dawn. Yes, this is the very picture of peace. Throughout the night, the malaika recite salam on the true Muslims who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As one group come down, another goes up. As it is explained in the ahadith, another meaning is that it is a night of complete safety from evil and mischief. And these rest right until the break of dawn and are not limited to any particular hour. All sins are forgiven during this night. The Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever stands in salah and ibadat on the night of Qadr with sincere faith, imanan wa ihtisaban, these two words are used. Person stands up with iman. Iman meaning he has trust in the promises of Allah. He has yaqeen and conviction that Allah will reward me. So he has yaqeen upon Allah wa ihtisaban, and with sincere hope of gaining reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his past sins are forgiven. His past sins are forgiven. The day of Qiyamah, Allah will not open the records. They don't need to go into your files. There's nothing stored. They're all deleted completely. Commentary in the above hadith, standing refers to salah as well as any other form of ibadah. For example, dhikr, tilawat, etc. The phrase with sincere hope of gaining reward means that we should be sincerely occupied with ibadah only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to receive reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should not be done to show others or to deceive them that I'm very pious, I'm doing it only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to Khatabi rahimahullah, it means that we should have complete faith in the promise that this action shall be rewarded, and thus one must stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with seriousness and eagerness. This also we mentioned to the brothers, to have this eagerness. How do I show Allah my eagerness in my salah, in my ibadah? One way we were taught, when a person performing salah and he comes up from ruku, and now he's going to dive into sajda. So that moment say to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm coming down happily. Ya Allah, I'm happy to come into sajda. I'm not coming forcefully. Ya Allah, I'm happy to put my head down to you and only to you and nobody else. And Ya Allah, keep my head only by you and don't hand me over to anybody. Ya Allah, I'm happy to come down. And I enjoy to put my head down to you. This shows to Allah our eagerness that he's really enjoying being my slave. Allah will keep us only his slave. And those that don't want to put their head down, the ulama say shouldn't be, that Allah Ta'ala makes it such in his life. The time will come, Allah Ta'ala save us, where our heads get trampled now. Allah say, do you want to put it down? Now I'll make you bow down. But we come happily to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he performs salah, ibadah with seriousness and eagerness. I remember, my dear brothers, not all of us have that amount of level of taqwa and the level of being so pious. We want to reach there, we want to get there, but not all of us have the strength. We all are trying. Nobody has guarantee also. Nobody can take himself to be an advanced jannati. That may ponchi galahum. I'm already there in jannat already. Because I got beard, topi, kurta and imama. I'm already going to jannat. No, no. Our sheikh says also, you can know how to get to Johannesburg. How many toll roads there are. How many tolls to pay, how much the amount is, we all the speed, cameras also, all that you can write the entire exam sitting in Devon. And you get 100% for the examination, how to get to Johannesburg. But where are you still? You're still in Devon. You're not in Johannesburg. So nobody's advanced jannati. That I know now, I look like one person of jannat, so I'm already there, we're not there still. We still have to tread the path. We still have to make the effort to get to Jannah, and we don't know who's going to get there, how they're going to get there, who's going to be there before me also. So very simply, we give the example almost every night. where Honorable Shaykh tells us also, Ala Mawrumi Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions that how the king told his wazir and his minister, just to test him. He told him, I want you to jump in the water, but don't get wet. Immediately he jumped. He fulfilled the command of the king. King told him, I want you to jump in the water, but don't get wet. How is that possible? Immediately he jumped. And he came out soaking. King said, I told you don't get wet. He said, maaf karna, I'm sorry. Then when the king saw him asking for forgiveness, he said, I'm sorry I got wet, but I fulfilled your command. Immediately the king's heart is softened up for him. See, in the same way, Ya Allah, I fulfilled your command, but I don't know how to do it. Ya Allah, make maaf. Ya Allah, I'm sorry. I don't know how to perform namaz, Ya Allah. I don't know how to make sajda properly. And we say to Ya Allah, I'm a jahil. Ya Allah, I'm ignorant. I'm an ignorant person. Ya Allah, I'm still learning. I don't even know how to read Surah Fatiha. I don't know how to read my surahs properly. I don't even know how to make Subhana Rabbil Azim with Ayn or Hamza, with the Azza or Azza. Ya Allah, I don't know. I'm jahil. Ya Allah, make maaf. I'm sorry. Allah loves it. Allah Ta'ala demands from us a perfect amal. But Allah knows He made us imperfect. But Allah Ta'ala demands aqim is salah, that establish salah in a perfect manner. Isbaghul wudu, make a perfect wudu. But we imperfect people. Allah made us with imperfections. But Allah demands perfection. So we do the amal, how we can do it, as we are taught by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ulama ikram. And then we say to Allah, Astaghfirullah, Ya Allah, forgive me. They say this istighfar Allah has given us to cover up deficiencies in our amal. Allah did the amal, I make istighfar, Ya Allah, I'm sorry. Allah make maaf. Allah just loves that. Allah just loves that. Like how you tell your little son, you want some pocket money, if you do it nowadays, I don't know. But before you want pocket money, father will say, wash the car. Father will say, clean the car, clean the inside. Now the 10-year-old, he was so excited, the father will give me some money, or he'll take me out, father say, clean the car. And he comes back after half an hour, I cleaned it. Father sat in the car, he doesn't know he cleaned it or what. He said, I cleaned it. Isn't it clean? The way he says it also, father feels so bad, after they tell him he's filthy. And break his heart. But you can see how it is, he didn't even take out the mats also, he didn't even wipe the dashboard also, but he said, no, I cleaned the car. What he did, he sat in the car half an hour, took out a few tissues from here and there, say, I cleaned the car, it's clean, isn't it? How you had this melts now? You can't say, no, you give him double the money. And if you don't give him also, then the wife will fight with you. He tried at least, give him, don't be so hard with him. Now who put that feeling in her heart? Who put the feeling in your heart? To be so kind to that young boy, to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with little children. Ya Allah, I'm sorry, make maaf. I tried to clean my heart, I don't know how to. Ya Allah, you wash my heart, you wash my tongue. Ya Allah, clean my eyes out, clean my ears out. Ya Allah, I don't even know how to do it. I don't even know what this is about also. But I just know I have to get clean in the month of Ramadan. The whole year I can remain clean. For these are the moments by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Just to complete this hadith. Neither should we think of this ibadah as a great difficulty, nor should there be any doubt about the reward which will be granted to us. The hadith speaks about the previous sins being forgiven. The ulama have said that the forgiveness mentioned in the above hadith and other ahadith refers to only minor, small sins, which Allah will forgive through amal. For major sins, we have to make tawbah, istighfar, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. According to the Quran, the big sins are only forgiven after sincere tawbah, repentance, with the resolve never to do such sins again. Such sins now got to do with huququl ibad, that the rights of men, the rights of people. So we cannot just make tawbah, Ya Allah, make maaf, owe him money, a right to talk. No way. I have to pay him the money still. I owe him money, I have to ask him for forgiveness. Oh, make some arrangements with him. Then I can ask for tawbah, Ya Allah, I delayed in payment. When it comes to Allah, I have a qarz, a debt by Allah, I mean, my qaza is umri, so many years, at least try to work it out. Ya Allah, so many years, I didn't do namaz, Ya Allah. How I ran away from you? Ya Allah, sorry, please give me tawfiq now to cover this debt with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whether with man, whether with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, tonight is the night to make du'as. Ya Allah, I owe him so and so person money, or took his money, whatever. Ya Allah, you fill my coffers enough now to pay him off. What is there for Allah to fill it? The Mewatis came to Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah. Mewatis are a sect in India, a group of people in India. Very simple-minded people. Absolutely simple-minded. These were the first people, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahimahullah, who was Amir of Tabligh and Da'wat. He made effort upon them. But they were people. And much like Hindus, they were their rituals, their customs, their lifestyle, but they were Muslim. And finally, when they came into a deen properly, they had so much trust in Hazrat Jimura Ilyas Sahab and Imam Muhammad Yusuf Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. So every year they would come to Nizamuddin, and Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahab rahimahullah, second Amir of the Bligh, he would give them some allowance and money for their madrasas in the Mawat areas. But that year they came, Hazrat Ji, they came to collect for the madrasa. Hazrat Ji told them, Abhi mere paas kuch nahi hai. Right now I don't have anything. So he told them that ask Allah, he'll fill your pockets. He told them, straight, Allah, ask Allah, and he'll fill your pockets. So there were two, three of them. Achha, theek hai, jazakallah khair, salam alaikum. What he told them, they believed it as is. They left on the way home, so they're making mashwara between themselves. Hazrat Ji says, that make dua, two rakat namaz dua, Allah will fill our pockets up. Theek hai, let's do it. So they took out, they read the salah, they took out the kurtas, they hung it on the tree, and they made Allah fill the pockets up. Fill the pockets up. So simple-minded. And after a few minutes dua, one sadi told the other brother, just check the pockets, is filled up. Sabi kuch nahi hai. Bring the kurtas back. Other two rakats. Again they made dua. After four or five times, when he checked it up, pockets were full. Chalo, let's go home now. Hazrat Ji said, Allah will fill it up. Hazrat Ji said, Allah will fill it up. We don't have doubt. Allah will fill it. Because the khazana and the treasury belongs to Allah. So carry on asking Allah, and he's going to fill the pockets up. And the pockets got filled also. Allah filled it up like that. So tonight is a night to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The treasury is wide open tonight. So major sins we make tawbah is istighfar. My late father, the Shaykh says, Rahmatullah Ali, my late father, Muli Yahya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, may Allah Ta'ala bless him and grant him nur in his resting place, used to say that the word minor has been left out. In the Hadith Sharif, it's only mentioned Allah will forgive sins. Doesn't mention minor. Commentators put the clause, Allah will forgive only the minor sins. But the Hadith Sharif doesn't say that. It just says Allah will forgive past sins. So he says, my honorable father, Wali Muhammad Yahya Sahib Rahimahullah would say that the word minor has been left out because a true Muslim is one on whom there should be no major sins. So they don't talk of it. He made tawbah same time. Allah made a mistake. Please make maaf. Whenever a major sin has been committed, he would never rest nor find peace until he has sincerely repented and begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and resolve not to do the same in future. When a night like Lailatul Qadr comes along, one who has committed major sins, they should first of all beg forgiveness with a heart full of sincerity, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his infinite mercy may forgive all his sins. And as the Shaykh says, that when you do, remember me too in your du'as. Allah Ta'ala for the Shaykh Qabr al-Nur, and mashahani allahu, how fortunate the Shaykh is, mashallah, is buried in Jannat al-Baqi. As you come out from Bab al-Baqi, the Shaykh is in front of you, buried in Baqi, next to his Ustaz Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saharipuri rahmatullah alayh. All the service is done for the Ummat. May Allah Ta'ala accept and take us over and over again, inshallah. Brothers can have a short break till about 11 o'clock. And then we'll recommence, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah. Oh, they sit outside. The brothers are requested to proceed outside, inshallah. Everything set up outside. See, we can partake of the refreshments to refresh in ourselves, inshallah. See? The sunnah brothers are requested to go upstairs. Not Jannat, bhai. The second point, inshallah, we'll get there.